I'm Faith Middleton, and this show is about the richness of life. Thanks for listening in Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, and New York, including the East End of Long Island. We gave you, in the last 2 years, the best guide to dining in New York. Now our show has researched, read, investigated, and I'm here to say that I have in my hands the single best guide to the treasures of Connecticut ever done. It is the gem to keep on the coffee table or in the car, in paperback, so it's easy to carry, and you'll want it with you all the time. I do, and I've lived in Connecticut pretty much all my life. The Insider's Guide to Connecticut is for both locals and visitors. It will make you hungry to go exploring, to walk through some of the oldest buildings in America, sip wine at local vineyards, search out our state's best restaurants, and our most beautiful harbors and beaches. The Insider's Guide, which lists every phone number and website you'll need to explore, even gives you a map with an ideal day trip for every county in the state. The guide has renewed my love for Connecticut's people, places, and events. We're going to make handy use of it on the show in the weeks ahead, giving you tips on great things to see and do. Right now, we have copies of the Insider's Guide to Connecticut paperback book to send as thank you gifts for supporting this show and all you hear on Connecticut's public radio station WNPR. This is our thank you gift. When you make a contribution of $75, you can call 1-800-584-2788 or go online at WNPR.org to pledge. So here to explore the Insider's Guide to Connecticut, author Eric Lehman, who lives in Hamden and teaches travel literature and creative writing at the University of Bridgeport. He's such a good writer. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Faith.
You really are a great writer. So we were saying to each other just before we started this that for you doing it and for me reading it, it has renewed our spirit and renewed our love of this place.
Well, Faith, I moved here about 15 years ago, and I just absolutely fell in love with Connecticut, and it became my passion to travel around the state. And you know, people would ask me, "Are you going to Europe this summer or something?" And I'd be like, "Well, actually, I'm going to Eastern Connecticut," and they'd be very surprised. But I'm not surprised, and it's just the place to be.
So. That's called in a lot of circles keeping it green, where the newcomer says, "I love something about this," and then that you have become jaded in a way, or you overlook it. It's people who live by the water sometimes say they never even pick up their heads and look out at the vista the way we visitors do when we come to their homes. So I have that same feeling from your book. There were 5,000 places in here that I wanted to go to. You want to have some fun with just one section, just
sure.
To start this. Go to page 94 with me, and let's talk about some festivals and annual events as you do. Now, this is to get you in the mood for July coming up. In Canaan, Connecticut, they have the Canaan Railroad Days. We're going to get to music festivals in just a minute. And so this is part of the Housatonic and Connecticut Western Railroad system in the 19th century. It's Canaan's Union Depot, and this was the oldest operating station. And what do they do on these railroad days in July?
It's a festival. You go, you eat, you have all the things that you usually have at a festival. But, you know, you can ride the old trains up from Canaan up to Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and back and forth. It's really a wonderful little festival.
It's beautiful scenery going by.
Absolutely.
Great to do in a small little group or maybe with family. It's just really fun to do. Then there is the Litchfield Jazz Festival. We're staying in Litchfield County for the moment, and that's always great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, in past years, of course, they've had people like Diana Krall and Dave Brubeck and Sonny Rollins. And you know, they got pizza and oysters and all kinds of stuff for families to enjoy and sit around and listen to this music, which I personally love.
And it's on the grounds of the White Memorial Foundation, which is so beautiful.
Absolutely. I've talked about that in some other entries. You can go camping there. It's really one of the loveliest places to camp and walk in Connecticut.
And they have more than 1,000 people who attend this festival, which I adore. But to stay with your festival theme, we're in Litchfield County now. We're going to walk through in this hour some of the counties and have fun together. The Music Mountain Summer Music Festival concerts, those are so popular. And it goes all the way back to 1930. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and that wooden concert hall is just magical. I mean, it really, you go there and you listen to the the music, it sounds better. It sounds different than you, when you listen to it in other places.
And the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival in Norfolk, Connecticut. And in each of these places I'm mentioning, as you can see in the guide, you make recommendations for other things to do in that area, so you can really make a day of it or a weekend of it, or even a week if you have the time.
Absolutely. I mean, Norfolk that you're just talking about is just amazing. And the beautiful little town. Go there, stay at one of the bed and breakfasts I talk about in here. Go to the Infinity Music Hall or go to the Norfolk Chamber Music Festival.
Or eat at one of the restaurants you mentioned.
Oh, yeah.
Good choices, by the way. This is Eric Lehman. He's author of the single best travel guide to Connecticut I think ever done, county by county, with maps, day trips, descriptions, phone numbers, websites, of everything you need to know about the gems to be found across our magnificent state. Restaurants, beaches, roadside stands, festivals, historic places, museums, walks, shopping, what to do with children. Simply the best guide to Connecticut that I've read, and I've lived here all my life. So make a gift to the station now and during our breaks. And the Insider's Guide to Connecticut by Eric Lehman is our gift in return. It's a gem. It will inspire you to get out and explore. Call 1-800-584-2788 or go online to WNPR.org. In Litchfield County, you have fishing and golf and health and wellness in case you want to go to a retreat. You have horseback riding and hiking, biking, and walking. And then you do this thing you call close-up, where you zero in on one activity. And this is hiking the blue trails and greenways.
Yes, absolutely. That's the way I got to know Connecticut when I first came here, is by hiking the whole state. And I hiked the length and breadth of the state, Faith. I even hiked from Old Lyme to the Massachusetts border in a few days once.
Wow,
Did the Appalachian Trail, did all kinds
of
stuff
like that.
How long did
that take you?
I think I took 4 days to do that.
Oh, that what a fun thing to do.
Yeah, it was really a good time. And it was the way I first got to know Connecticut. And so I've included a lot of course, things that everybody knows about, like Sleeping Giant Mountain, but also hidden gems and hidden little trails that people might not jump to right away.
Well, it can happen that when you're on a walk or when you're on your bike, that the traveling slows down a bit and you notice things that you don't notice when you're zipping by in a car.
Absolutely.
And so that I think that's probably how you discovered some of these little tiny spots that you talk about in the book. You have a listing in, since we're in Litchfield County, all the pick your own farms.
Yes.
And you can do that. That's fun to come back and then the next day use that fruit or to make a pie or those vegetables to put on the grill. That's a great thing to do. You have, of course, skiing and water sports. You talk about river rafting in Satan's Kingdom on Farmington.
That's
the
fun.
North American whitewater expeditions in Kent. And then shopping, you have a lot of antiques places. That was great.
Well, of course, everybody loves to come
markets.
To Connecticut to go to the antiques shops and go to the auctions and flea markets.
And in Litchfield County, that's where the beauties
course.
Are.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Around Woodbury, there's so many good things.
Oh, aren't those great?
Yeah.
I love to. Woodbury makes, isn't that the most wonderful town?
It's
when
so
I go
cute.
There, I have dear friends there and I stay there and I feel like I'm going to France for the weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it like that?
You know, next time you're there, Faith, try to walk along that main street there on the old sidewalks.
Yeah, I do.
Past the old,
yeah.
I love that's just so
Me
wonderful.
Too. Okay, next time you're there, go to the waterfall and the old mill buildings in the old Woodbury. So that's a beautiful walk back there. It's some farm territory, and it's right on the river.
I think I saw that many years ago, but it's time to go
it's
back.
It's great. The waterfall is just great, provided they don't shut down the water on that thing. There's some talk about that. You've got bookstores to go to here and book barns, you know, those places where you can get the used books. Bank Street Book Nook, Barbara Farnsworth Bookseller, Hickory Stick Bookshop, what a gem, House of Books. And then you do home and crafts. That was a great idea.
Sure. I mean, everything that I wanted to include a broad spectrum of activities and places to go throughout the state, Faith.
You know. Cornwall Bridge Pottery, you mentioned. What a good place. That's in West Cornwall. And how great is that? And if you go into the food section in Litchfield County that you do, you can see all these terrific places to eat and inns and B&Bs in that whole area. And then in Cornwall is so charming.
I love that little town. I hiked through that town a couple times, actually. You know, I included places like, of course, like Wynvian and expensive places, but I also wanted to include places like Dottie's Diner and
it's a great diner.
So that everyone could find a place that's right for them.
Well, we're going to move into Middlesex County, as you do in the book, and you have a lot of attractions. These are historic sites and landmarks. We're talking about the Insider's Guide to Connecticut. We're doing it with Eric Lehman, who is a wonderful writer, and I think is the best guide that I have come across ever for exploring Connecticut, has made us fall in love again with this state. You have the General William Hart House and Gardens in Old Saybrook, and I've never been there.
Yeah, there's a whole little area right there, you know, with the Hart House and the old pharmacy, the old James Pharmacy. It's all right there, and you can really just park and make a little day of it, you know, checking out all those places in Old Saybrook.
You have the Thankful Arnold House and Gardens in Haddam, Connecticut. We're now right along that river and right along the coast when we're traveling through for this part of the state. And so that's really wonderful. And in terms of museums, it is great to go into Essex. There's so much to do there. But the Connecticut River Museum is a great stop.
Yeah, I love the Connecticut River Museum, and you can take the boat there and go out on the river, and they'll show you where the British attacked in the War of 1812, and it's really a wonderful little experience.
They do a good talk there, and then there's a little shop, a little takeout deli there in town called Olive Oils. There are restaurants, too, but they have a specialty, even though it's a generalized deli. They make good food. They have a specialty. The wife is Middle Eastern. And they make their Middle Eastern specials. And you just go in there and then sit down by the banks of the river and have your lunch.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, it's great to do. All right, Eric, hang on, because I'm going to explain to our listeners. Now, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to do more inspiring here on the radio to get you revved up to explore this summer. This is a book you want to have. I am crazy about it. Eric Lehman, he's author of the single best travel guide to Connecticut I think that has ever been done. County by county, with maps, day trips, descriptions, phone numbers, websites, of everything you need to know about the gems to be found across this magnificent state. He has got restaurants, beaches, roadside stands, festivals, historic places, museums, walks, everything you need to know. So if you make a gift to the station now, The Insider's Guide to Connecticut will be our gift in return. It is a gem, and it will inspire you to get out and explore. Call 1-800-584-2788. Patrick?
You know, Faith, today we are talking about falling in love with Connecticut, and that really is, you know, kind of what we hope that we do every day here on WNPR. We hope that you fall in love with our state and fall in love with the covers that we provide you. You're getting local perspectives through shows like The Faith Middleton Show, Colin McEnroe Show, Where We Live, and you're also getting the national perspectives every day from NPR. This news comes to you, it comes to you every day, but it comes with a cost attached to it. So call up right now, 1-800-584-2788, and give us a call of support.
We are offering this at the $75 level. You can bring your charge card to the phone if it makes it easier for you, and you can do it online at WNPR.org, as many people do. And the toll-free number is 1-800-584-2788. And as we go on with this hour, you will hear me talking about county by county in Connecticut, because this is what the guide does. The beaches and farm stands and museums, it lists the hours, admission fees, phone numbers, websites, walks that you can take in city and country, shopping places and antique stores, and what to do with the kids. It's just terrific, this guide. I've seen them all in the 30 years of doing this show, and this truly is the best. And part of it is that Eric's got great taste, and he is a very good writer. And when he talks in the introduction to the book about the history of Connecticut overall, and you know what the things are about Connecticut that make it so special, you really will be seduced by this. You have a wonderful eye and ear for people and places, you know, in the best sense, in the most intelligent sense. It's, you know, these guides often get recycled from other guides that have gone on before, but this is very personal to you. I see you really curated this. So here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788 at the $75 level. It's our thank you gift to you.
And I think, Faith, you know, one of the things that really is special about WNPR and public radio in general is that we can have these conversations. We can take an hour to talk to Mr. Lehman about his book, which is so great and so informative about so many things that you can find out in this state. And we, as, you know, again, try to provide those perspectives perspectives to you every single day here at this station. The reporting that we do, the talk shows that we do, and of course the national and international perspectives that we bring you every single day. There is a cost attached to this stuff. Call us right now. Give us a pledge of support. The number is 1-800-584-2788. And I just have to say, the book's really great. I mean, Faith is right. There's so much in here. I'm just thumbing through it now, and you can literally turn to any page, and you'll find something. It's amazing.
Doesn't it make you want to go out and have a good time? That's the thing. We're all so busy, Patrick, don't you think? And we just need a little tap on the shoulder.
I know.
Slow down. And then you say, oh, yeah, I think I lift your head up and get out there and explore. In the guide, we're going to be talking next about activities and events and wineries. And we're exploring Middlesex County, because that's what he does in the book, is go county by county. And here's the toll-free number, 1-800-584-2788. $75 actually turns out to be pennies a day for all this commercial-free listening. And we would love to hear from you. We're hearing from lots of people, and that is fantastic, because I think a lot of people want to get out there and have some fun this summer. It is a busy life, and sometimes we just need a reason to pause and find joy and find pleasure. And that's what this kind of exploring is about. And it's sort of brain food, and it's pleasure food. So here it is, $75 level, and it's our thank you gift to you, 1-800-584-2788. And we have about 30 seconds.
And, of course, you can always go online to WNPR.org and make a secure donation there. But the most important thing is, if you're by your phone right now, join the others who are calling in. The number is 1-800-584-2788. You can pick up this great book by Eric Lehman, The Insider's Guide to Connecticut, for a pledge of $75. And as Faith said, you can just flip to a page and you're immediately going to know what you're going to do for the day. It really is a special book. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call.
I'm Faith Middleton. It's great to have you listening, and you can look for us, talk with us on Facebook. Just search The Faith Middleton Show. Eric Lehman is here, and he's author of what I think is the single best guide to Connecticut that has ever been done. It's called The Insider's Guide to Connecticut, and it's published by one of Connecticut's gems, Globe Pequot Press. They're right here. It used to be they just did Connecticut books, but they also do books nationally too now, and they have grown and grown, and we thank them for their generosity in supporting the Faith Middleton Show and WNPR. They were smart enough to get Eric to do this guide, and I can see why. I would love to get my eyes on that proposal, because I bet it has your voice, and that's what's in here that I like so much. So we were cruising through Middlesex County. Eric, about the Wesleyan Center for the Arts? That is a place that a lot of people don't know about, and I can tell you it is so great there.
Yeah, I mean, they bring in some really amazing people every year.
From all over the country.
Yeah.
Around the world, really.
You know, it's something that sometimes people don't think about, to go to their local
university or
college and you know, listen to the amazing people they bring into, listen to music and art and dance, you know.
And you explore things that way, as you point out, that you normally wouldn't be exposed to. We tend to gravitate toward things that we know, although the great adventure of exploring is to wander and come upon things that you might not know. And you might say, well, that's not for me, but kind of interesting to know that it exists. And other times you have the shock of the new, and you think you're dazzled by
That's right.
it. You know, and so with performers coming into a place like this and artists, you're really saying to yourself, wow, I what an experience I had around the dinner table that night.
Right. And I included a number of places in here that I didn't know about at first because they weren't on my radar, like the Brownstone Exploration and Discovery Park in Portland, building an old quarry, and you go and you can scuba dive there. I mean, it's fascinating. And that's a fairly new attraction here in Connecticut. And I was just blown away by what they're doing there, and it keeps expanding.
Did you dive?
Oh, I didn't scuba dive. But
you were watching people do it. In Middlesex County, you have a list of festivals and annual events. The Bluefish Festival in Clinton, it's in July, and they've been doing this for 4 decades, and that is not to be missed, because they have craft vendors and live music and a chowder cook-off, and that's fun to do, a pie eating contest, and, you know, in a very New England way, seaside town, and you can all up and down Route 1 there. You can keep on going if you end up not staying at the festival all day. There's a million places to eat, and you go by marshland and harbors and docks, and it's just fabulous.
I included so many restaurants in here, and one thing I've realized over the past couple decades is the amazing number of restaurants and food opportunities we have here. There's no other area in the country where we have small cities like this, where you have so many fine restaurants, and also the good road food that, you know, you love to pick up on a Saturday afternoon.
There's the Deep River Fife and Drum Muster. They do that the third Saturday in July. It's the largest of its kind in the world.
Oh, yeah.
70 drum corps from all over the nation and Europe start parading up Main Street in Deep River. And then you go over to Devitt Field, and it's at the end of the parade route, and you watch the evening performances, and they sell the fifes and drums and music and hats, and it's a free event, and the town helps participate. And there's a museum of fife and drum that has all the music and the ancient drums that were used during battles, and it's really quite something.
Amazing. I mean, we have some of these festivals here, Faith, that they think they're just occur in movies. People are like, oh, I've seen that sort of thing in a movie, like the torchlight parade in Old Saybrook in the winter. And I mean, really, just you can't believe that these things actually exist.
And you, in the health and wellness section for Middlesex County, you talk about the Spa of Essex and Water's Edge Resort and Spa, which has great food to boot and beautiful views. And then there's hiking, biking, and walking. There's Cacoponset State Forest. There's Mount Higbee, Seven Falls. Great things to do with the kids in that region. Amy's Utter Joy Farm, which has a very humane animal farm. And that's a good thing for kids to see, where they see that the animals are raised humanely and kept humanely. There's the Kid City Children's Museum in Middletown. That's Goodspeed Opera House, of course, as many people know. Ivoryton Playhouse. You know what strikes me, Eric Lehman, is that people come from all over Europe to this region to see things because it's New England.
That's right.
And the Europeans think that's terrific, so they immediately head here. And you hear their accents through the summer. And here we are, a lot of us, we tend to stay in our backyards. You drive through neighborhoods and there's nobody outside.
Right.
And I think you have done a wonderful thing because you've re-inspired us to get out there and explore what people are coming to see from half a world away.
That's right. And I mean, the Europeans feel very at home here. Connecticut has these little villages just like I've been to over in England and France. And one of the things I've seen recently is people are walking from town to town and staying at the bed and breakfast, just like you can do in Europe. Yes. That's not something you can do in other areas of America.
That's true. This is Eric Lehman. He's author of what I think is the best travel guide to Connecticut that has been done to date, county by county, with maps and day trips and descriptions and phone numbers and websites. And the descriptions are really the key. And it's all a celebration of the gems to be found across our magnificent state. He's got restaurants and beaches and roadside stands and festivals and little hidden things that some people don't even know about yet, even though they've lived here for so long. Historic spots and museums and walks and shopping and the kid stuff. If you would like us to send this as our thank you gift for your $75 contribution to keep this show and everything you hear on WNPR on the air, you can call now at 1-800-584-2788. We're going to take a break about this in a little while. Let's do some Hartford County, Eric. Well, there's Collinsville, which, you know, for people
gorgeous.
Who, if you're around the Hartford region, everybody knows Collinsville is this charming area of historic houses and buildings and just so much to do there, and it's just the best. But if you're from the other half of the state or from, you know, some other part of Connecticut, you don't know about Collinsville.
That's right. And there's a new restaurant there, Husk New American Tacos, which I included in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not just a wonderful little historic town. It's a growing community of artists and great chefs, you know?
Yeah. It's one of the great historic towns in Connecticut. You can really get a feel for the Industrial Revolution there because a lot of the industrial buildings have been repurposed and are filled with antique shops and craftspeople, and I love that.
Yeah.
And right next to Collinsville, a lot of other little villages and towns to see.
Absolutely. Up the road in Riverton and Barkhamsted, and then, you know, you go up to Granby and all these wonderful little towns.
Yeah, there's the Noah Webster House. Noah Webster, of course, did the dictionary.
Yeah, of course. You know, Noah Webster is one of the great heroes of Connecticut, and there was a recent book about him, actually, and I was just blown away by how important he was to early America. And
me
yet,
too.
Most people have never been to the Noah Webster House up in Hartford here.
Yeah. And you do, for your close-up in the book, you do remarkable cemeteries of Connecticut and give us the whole list of those. You do historic places like the Oliver Ellsworth House, the Salmon Brook Historical Society, the Webb Dean Stevens House in Wethersfield, and then all the museums in this Hartford County region, the American Clock and Watch Museum. That is fun to go to.
Oh, yeah, especially when the clocks strike.
Yeah, it's all of them. At the Connecticut Valley Tobacco Museum in Northwest Park, there are a lot of people today who worked in the tobacco fields. There's the Museum of Connecticut History in Hartford. That is really interesting. The New Britain Museum of American Art,
one of my
favorite museums in Connecticut. Douglas Hyland does an amazing job. And what a collection there. The New England Air Museum, the New England Carousel Museum is in Bristol, Connecticut. Those carousel horses were carved by some of the great carousel artists, you know, working through our carousel history. I mean, they are gorgeously painted and designed.
Oh, yes. And of course, people from all over the world send their carousel horses to that museum to be restored.
Yeah. There's the Dinosaur State Park in Rocky Hill. And for wineries and breweries, Rosedale Farm in Simsbury. We're going through Harford County now in this part of the show. The Thomas Hooker Brewery in Bloomfield.
Oh, that's
you can actually do a little brewery tour in Connecticut.
Yeah, that's starting to
activities and events. There are the amusement parks that you have, the art venues. There's ballooning, the Berkshire Balloon Company. I've done that. We've recorded a show from up in the sky.
I think I remember
know,
that.
Sailing over Connecticut. It was just gorgeous. Really nice. Festivals and events, the celebration of Connecticut farms, and all the great restaurants and food producers, chefs, farm stands, and drink producers. Every kind of food imaginable is at this thing. It's at a different farm every year. It's just a gorgeous thing to do. There's Nutmeg Steak Games that happens in East Hartford. ShopRite sponsors that, and they have everything, right? Lacrosse, judo, shooting, swimming, rugby, wrestling, soccer.
There's 500 different matches at that one games every year. I mean, it's amazing. You'll never run out of things to see.
Yeah, there's Riverfest in Hartford, and they bring in all kinds of things and sometimes have fireworks along the river. The very famous Sunken Garden Poetry Festival, and thousands come to see that, and people come from all over the Northeast for that.
Wonderful. I love the Hillstead Museum, and that
festival
they put on every year is just fantastic.
I do, too. That architect who did the Hillstead Museum, just incredible. I love walking in that house.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. On and on it goes in Hartford County as we're going county by county through the Insider's Guide to Connecticut with author Eric Lehman. He's personally curated this and done such a good job, and he's a wonderful writer. He teaches, in fact, travel writing, has a real feel and eye for this, and lived in Connecticut for 15 years now. He has that sort of newbie sensibility, but also has found a lot of hidden things that a lot of people don't know about in this guide. So the Insider's Guide to Connecticut is our gift to you in return for your $75 contribution to keep this show and everything you love on WNPR, Connecticut's public radio station, coming your way. You can call now 1-800-584-2788 or go online to pledge at WNPR.org, and you can pledge securely.
Spas, music, sports, zoos, hiking trails. I mean, Faith, you were just covering so much in the last segment, and that's just one county in Connecticut. This book really does dig deep, and like, if you want to go antiquing for a day, you'll find a great antiquing place, and you'll also find road stands there on the way. So not only is he telling you the great destination, he's going to tell you like how to shovel great food into your face along the way. So that's a really, you know, it's a unique, special thing. This book really is great. I mean, I'm thumbing through it right now, and there's just so much stuff in here. So it's for a pledge of $75, Insider's Guide to Connecticut by Eric Lehman. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call.
And the thing about it is there's something for every imaginable taste.
Absolutely.
In this book. I mean, no matter whether you're someone who says, oh, it would be fun to balloon, or you're someone who likes to try something new every time, or you like to revisit things you haven't seen in a couple decades, you know, be surprised and dazzled by something you've never tried before. It's all in here between two covers, and it's a very handy size. It's like a
yes.
small paperback book. It's, you know, fairly lightweight. You could put this in the car mm-hmm. or keep it out on the coffee table and make your plans. And we're coming into that season now where we're all, things are turning green. We're all picking our heads up and saying, time to have fun. This is the thing that will inspire you. At the $75 level, not only do you keep everything you hear on the air right here on WNPR, but you get to have this wonderful thank you gift that you can turn to again and again and again with all the phone numbers and websites and hours and fees and maps for walking tours through these areas, each county by county, city and country. 1-800-584-2788.
For a pledge of $75, we will send you Eric Lehman's Insider's Guide to Connecticut. Faith, just as I'm thumbing through this book, you know, you look at certain things, certain restaurants, you get a little history, too. I'm looking at the mm-hmm. Quaker Diner in West Hartford, founded in, I think it says 1931. I go there frequently, and I never knew that. So it's kind of cool.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. So you can, you know, sort of take a little trip, even if you're not on the road. And as Faith said, this book does fit very well inside your car. It's very small and portable. But if you're not on the road, you want to take a little trip in your head, you can go along, and the descriptions are great. I mean, it's like you're almost there when you're reading about these places.
Well, yeah, Patrick, here we are, the third smallest state in the United States, right. as the guide tells us, and between 3.5 and 4 million people who live here. And we're all so separate, 169 towns. Mm. And, you know, sometimes you just stay in your half of the state or your third of the state. And this is an invitation to you to come out and explore.
Yeah, I mean, Connecticut is such a special place, and on this station every day we do try to highlight all the different special regions that are around there. But if you want a really handy guide that just, you know, you can flip open to a page and know what's going on in Litchfield County, the Insider's Guide to Connecticut is it. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call, Faith.
And that's the $75 gift contribution level. 1-800-584-2788. We're going to then send you in return a thank you gift, and that's the guide that we're talking about. And it is, it's almost 400 pages, but it's very compact. Somehow they've done that. 1-800-584-2788. Our thank you gift to you at the $75 level. It's nicely designed. You can easily find county by county what you want to do and explore. As if Eric has practically walked the entire state of Connecticut. And that's a lot why he was inspired to do this guide. So if you would like to have a copy for yourself, or what a great gift to give to somebody. You know, when you go to dinner at somebody's house, that's not something you would think to bring. People, we do the traditional things, a box of chocolate, wine, flowers, etc. Don't do the flowers because the host has to stop and get a vase. This is much better. They will say, oh, and they'll think of you every time they use the guide. 1-800-584-2788. Our thank you gift to you at the $75 level.
And this book really is, Faith, as you've been saying, about rediscovering Connecticut, all the different parts and all the special things that this state does have to offer. And as I've been saying before, you know, we really hope that we do that for you every day on this station here at WNPR. Through our combination of news programs, through our talk shows, through the national perspectives you're getting, you know, Ari Shapiro at the Capitol, Kelly McEvers in Baghdad for the international perspectives. And then you're getting fun reports from Mike Pesca covering sports. You're getting shows locally like the Colin McEnroe Show, Where We Live, and, of course, Faith Middleton's program. And you're getting all the great local reporting that Diane Orson, Lucy Nalpotential, Harriet Jones, all our great reporters are doing every day. This stuff isn't free. We are asking that you call right now. The number is 1-800-584-2788. We can send you Eric Lehman's Insider's Guide to Connecticut for a pledge of $75. It's a great thank you gift, a great way to learn more about this state, and really just, as Faith's been saying, a portable, fun, well-designed book. So call us right now, 1-800-584-2788.
I'm Faith Middleton. Thanks so much for joining us here on the Faith Middleton Show. We are having a great time because Eric Lehman is here. If you're just joining us, he is, you might be saying, what's all the excitement about? He's author of the single best guide to travel guide to Connecticut, I think, that has ever been done, county by county, city and country. It has everything in it, including things that you might not know about. I can guarantee you that because he's picked these little tucked away things that he has seen walking on his bike, you know, no matter what he's doing. It has the traditional, the usual suspects in there, of course, but there are a lot of things that you will discover that get you very excited. And so now we're moving on. We've been doing in this hour, we've been going county by county to just give you a flavor flavor of this. And we'll take a break again at the end of the hour and tell you how to have this book sent to your door. But, Eric, let's do Tallinn County.
Absolutely.
Because there's so much there.
People don't even know that's a county, Faith.
Well, I know. That's what I mean about you never venture outside your county
exactly.
So often. You know,
some
we're
of
so
my
busy.
Students from Fairfield County, they're Tallinn.
What is that? Where's that? So it's home to Nathan Hale, the American
Absolutely.
Patriot spy and martyr of the Revolutionary War in Coventry. And there's UConn campus, of course. There is a Stafford Springs, which has car racing, the Stafford Motor Speedway. It
That's
has one of my
it.
Favorite old-timey bars where they still make homemade ravioli and homemade sausage. The Italian folks in the back in the kitchen are making. It's called the Arizona. And it's, you know, just a funky, wow. wonderful, wonderful place. When I'm in that region, I can't resist going there. But historical sites and landmarks that you mentioned, the Benton Homestead and Old Tallinn County Jail.
Oh, yeah. That jail is a fun tour to go on. You know, they'll take you through and show you the jailer's home and how they would have been putting people in there in the late 1800s and
the Hoos Cow, as they used to call it.
Yeah, that's right.
The Ballard Institute Museum of Puppetry is in stores. The Connecticut State Museum of Natural History and Connecticut Archaeology Center. The William Bent Museum of Art, that's a good place to see. And that's we're in stores now. But just down the road in Union, a wonderful state park is Bigelow Hollow.
Oh, it's really
state park.
Neat.
I've spent a lot of time there.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
beautiful.
Glaciers carved park.
Yeah,
there.
I mean
it's really
giant pine trees.
Oh,
and
yeah.
you know, you can walk in that. Once I was walking in that park, and I looked up, and a branch was sticking from a pine tree across the entire wide road that cuts through the park. And there, sitting in the middle of the branch, not even hiding, was the biggest owl I have ever
wow.
seen in my life. And it was daylight. And it was just sitting there in the middle, not afraid, just blinking at me. And it was breathtaking.
You know, that whole area up there, you can hike up into there on the Natchog Trail. The Yale Forest is there and everything. Mm-hmm. And it's really one of the great spots in Connecticut to go see what it must have been like hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Mm, that's a good point. And there's Mansfield Hollow State Park. I used to live right there at the dam in a house when I was a newspaper reporter there. And so it took me 30 seconds to see this dam that you're talking about. And it is,
right.
is so beautiful there. And there's so much to do all around Mansfield. There's a lot of farmland there. And there's the dairy bar at UConn where they make the homemade ice cream
well.
on Sundays. And, you know, you're guaranteed
now I'm hungry.
I gained a lot of weight those few years that I was there. There's a Cassidy Hill Vineyard in Coventry. Which is one of the vineyards that we don't hear very much about.
Yeah, it's a newer vineyard, Faith. So they
123 acres.
Yeah, they've started to make some really good wine up there, you know. And the drive-in theater, of course, if you've never been there, come on, you've got to go
it's
to the
really
drive-in
fun.
Theater.
It's really
Mansfield.
Fun. And they still have one of those snack bars in there so you can bring snacks to your car on trays.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of festivals and annual events there. And that's always a great reason to get in the car. Some people will bring a bike along and just explore in a particular county as you do in the book. And sort of peg it to a festival that's
yeah,
going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's the Connecticut Renaissance Fair that they have. There's a lot of hiking, biking, and walking, as you can hear. A lot of trails. And there's horseback riding through some of this. I mean, people can say, with the kids, come on, we're going to go on horseback riding
yeah.
expedition. And that's really exciting to them.
I mean, Shallowbrook Equestrian Center there is the largest family-owned horse complex in America. And in Connecticut, you wouldn't think of that.
And Coventry has a great regional farmer's market at the Nathan Hale Homestead. So you can kind of knock off two things at once. You can go on a tour of the homestead and shop for your farm stuff right there, all locally grown. And you've got the farmers all set up there.
Handmade soap, handmade candles, all kinds of wonderful stuff there every weekend.
For people who are into this, you know, these craftspeople who make their own furniture, that kind of craft making is sprinkled throughout the state of Connecticut. And you talk about it quite a bit in the book. And since we're doing Tallinn County, there's Baker's Country Furniture in Stafford Springs. And this is one of the oldest furniture stores in the nation. It was founded in 1808, and it's in a Victorian home, and it does feature the work of skilled artisans.
Yeah, the furniture there is just gorgeous, and of course, it's not antique furniture like you'll find in the rest of the state. It's handcrafted, wonderful, solid furniture that looks great in your home.
And don't forget to stop by when you're in that region. Go over to Bolton and stop in Munson's Chocolates, because that's just good to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Great bed and breakfast around that region in Tolland County. The Daniel Rust House, the Innkeeper's Place, the Tolland Inn, the Nathan Hale Inn. And you can camp. I've done this in Willington at Wilderness Lake Campgrounds and Resort. A million years ago, we fished for trout. We cooked our supper. We set up a tent. We had the best time. And there were just, you list all the places to dine. So this is Eric Lehman, and he's author of what I think is the single best travel guide to Connecticut that has been done to date. It is a gem. And he's got descriptions county by county. He has city living and country experiences. And it's all about the gems to be found across our magnificent state, the things that bring Europeans here every spring, summer, and fall, mostly summer and fall. They're all here. You hear the accents. And our tourism department tries to bring them over, and it's working because they like to come to New England. And when they come to Connecticut, they're going to all the things that Eric is talking about in the book. So we'd like to send this book your way. You can call 1-800-584-2788. We're going to have a longer break and just coming up. But you can go online to WNPR.org and pledge securely. It's the $75 level. This is our thank you gift to you. It's about 350, 400 pages. You want one of these in the car. And what a house gift to send to somebody. We'll tell you about that later on. But, oh, what fun. Eric, I can see you had a great, great time doing this. Pubs and taverns. You know, there's a Bidwell Tavern in Coventry, Connecticut.
Oh, gosh.
And
got to go back there and get their wings.
There's Elmo's Dockside Restaurant and Pub in Vernon.
That's a hidden gem.
That is a hidden gem. And of course, you have the casinos in here. How can you not when you're, because we're going to move into New London County now. I'm a fan of New London and the whole greater New London region. And I keep wanting the state of Connecticut. You know, these have been tough times in the state, but for two decades, I've been hollering to say, New London, put tourist dollars into New London,
yeah.
Because that has so much potential. There's so much to see and do there.
It's really a destination. And, you know, it's kind of funny that people from New York come up there and see that as a destination, and yet we don't see it as a destination.
Yeah.
I'm going to change that this summer. I'm going out there and camping out in New
London
County.
Are you
going
to do it?
Week.
All right, let's
Absolutely.
See where you're going to go. Well, of course, there are the casinos. And the historic sites and landmarks, the Captain Nathaniel Palmer House in Stonington, that is a great place to go.
Discovered Antarctica.
Yes, he did. In Stonington, you know, you just... Even getting off the exit, driving down the road to the village of Stonington is a beautiful experience, never mind getting there, because it's all stone walls, farmland, and arching trees across this long, long road. And then you come to the historic town sitting on the water, and that is the place to walk and explore and eat and have historic experiences and look at houses.
Yeah, that little peninsula there. I mean, it's really,
I
talk about it in one of the close-ups. Yeah. I mean, really one of the wonderful little towns in Connecticut.
Yeah. I spent a summer living there. It's so beautiful. There's a
so
lighthouse
envious.
To explore.
Oh, yeah, the old lighthouse.
Well, you don't
museum.
Even have to live there. You can just drive there and experience it for a day or a weekend. The Coast Guard Academy is right there, and it's a 100-acre campus, and you can visit and see all the things, including the big ship. There's Fort Griswold for a little history and Fort Trumbull. There's New London, where they call it Whale Oil Row.
Right. I just saw them. I was just in New London a couple weeks ago and drove by it. And, you know, these big houses with these giant pillars, and it's whaling captains' houses. I mean, really wonderful.
There's Mystic Seaport, which is Mystic is one of my favorite towns in Connecticut. There are all kinds of museums. Florence Griswold Museum, the Lyman Allen Art Museum, the Mashantucket Pequot Museum, the Old Lighthouse Museum that I was just mentioning in Stonington, Slater Museum in Norwich. You can go to the USS Nautilus Submarine Force Museum in Groton. So let's do the beaches and the parks, Eric. This is the Insider's Guide to Connecticut. This is a new guidebook, and it is a gem. I think it's the best one that's ever been done on Connecticut. And we're going to tell you how to have it sent to your door or to someone you love in just a little bit. There's Bluff Point State Park in Groton.
Oh, that's neat.
There's great fishing, shell fishing, snorkeling, scuba diving. And there are lifeguards, which is always good to know. What's this? I don't know this. This is Gungi Wump.
Oh, the Gungi Wump stone sites? Yeah.
Gungi Wump stone
sites. Sure, that's like Connecticut Stonehenge. Nobody's really sure what they are.
Is this in Mystic? I've never seen
it. Strange. It's on partially private land, so you have to go to the Denison Pequot Sepos, if that's how you say it, Nature Center, and they do tours. They do guided tours through these. And it's really, I don't know if you've been to that place up in New Hampshire, America's Stonehenge, that they always, there's weird stone and
sculptures.
They're not sure what it was, if it was a colonial site or if it was an Indian site.
I see, now that's
really a mystery.
I'm doing that. Okay. Mm. There's Harkness Memorial State Park, and they always have these music festivals there at different points, and it's gorgeous there in Waterford. And Rocky Neck State Park is so great, always has been. Hmm. There's Mystic Aquarium, of course, and then Cottrell Brewing Company, Jonathan Edwards Winery, Mogul Sierra Vineyards in Ledyard, and then you've got a close-up on traveling the wine trail across the state. There's Priam Vineyards and Saltwater Farm Vineyard, Stonington Vineyards. They do a lot of wine drinking in New London County. Eric, thank you so much for the work you did on this book. It is a gem, and we're going to tell people how to have it sent to their door. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you, Faith.
All right, here is the toll-free number at the $75 contribution level. This is our thank you gift to you. It's almost 400 pages. You've got to keep this in the car or on the coffee table if you want to be inspired, because it has inspired us. I've lived in Connecticut almost all my life. I was so excited reading this book. I read it cover to cover over the past couple days. We can't wait to get out there and explore, and this is the season to do it. So if you've been super busy and you need an excuse, a tap on the shoulder to lift your head up and experience pleasure and things that dazzle you, this is the way to do it. 1-800-584-2788.
That number is 1-800-584-2788. And of course, you can always go online to WNPR.org. And you can get Eric Lehman's Insider's Guide to Connecticut. As Faith said, this is for a pledge of $75. And Faith, there's a great little appendix actually at the end of this book. And it starts with a wonderful little quote from Wallace Stevens that says, "There's no foreigners in Connecticut once you are here or you're on your way to becoming a Yankee." I think I read that right. But anyway, it's a great little appendix. Faith had mentioned earlier, this is a great gift item. If you know someone who's just moved to this state, or if you yourself have just moved here, this book, I mean, really, if you want to get oriented, this book will orient you wherever you want to go. If you want to go to an antique shop, it's going to do that. If you want to go to a flea market or a sporting event, music, concerts, restaurants, whatever you want, it is in here. This is a thick but very, very portable book. And it's a great way that we can say thank you to you for your pledge. So the number is 1-800-584-2788.
Eric says in the introduction to the book, there are many places in this world that promise you a fairy tale, easy to imagine and in reality hard to live with. Connecticut is a doorway to the truth. Here you can walk through some of the oldest buildings in America, feel moss on the stone walls of colonial farms. You can taste a fried oyster in a seaside restaurant or the first sip of this year's Chardonnay in a local vineyard. You can fish the small stony rivers or hike the edge of trap rock ridges. The loamy smell of deep forests might call, or the salty tang of long golden beaches. One thing becomes abundantly clear: there is no one path to knowing the truth Connecticut offers. You may find it on the green grass of a hill, on the porch of a clabbered inn, or at the top of a roller coaster. It is waiting for you at a farm stand, at an antique store, at the curve of the next country road. You can find truth through our paintings, our architecture, and our music, and hopefully you will find it in the people you meet, in their sparkling eyes and firm handshakes. Is that beautiful?
Wow.
You see what I'm saying? You've got to have this guide. I'm telling you, it's the best that's ever been done in Connecticut. 1-800-584-2788 at the $75 level.
That's a really tough thing to follow, Faith. I mean,
oh, come on. Give it a try, Patrick. I know you can do it.
1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. And what we are saying is, you know, this is a book about rediscovering and falling in love with Connecticut. If you've lived here for a while and you kind of think, you know, you're this all-knowing oracle who knows all the great spots in Connecticut, believe me, you're going to see this book. You're going to find new stuff, and it's going to be really, really cool, and you're really going to enjoy it. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call, Faith.
And online, you can go to WNPR.org and pledge securely. If you need that tap on the shoulder, a little inspiration, because we're all tremendously busy and involved in our worlds, these crazy schedules that we all have. You know, you think, oh, I have to go away for 1 or 2 weeks or a month to really relax. You can take the smallest little, go on the smallest little adventure, and it feels like the biggest getaway. And that's the inspiration of this book. 1-800-584-2788. We have about a minute to go, and then a few announcements, and then we go to All Things Considered.
And that really is, Faith, one of the great things about this state that we live in. There's so much you can do, and it's so different. I mean, one day you can be in Hartford, you can be doing something downtown in a city or in New Haven, and then you can go out to a farm, and it's like you're in the middle of nowhere, and it's the best feeling ever. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that this book really highlights. If you want to orient yourself and find the cool places to go, Insider's Guide to Connecticut by Eric Lehman is the way to do it, and it makes a great gift as well. It's for a pledge of $75. 1-800-584-2788 is the number to call. And, you know, the public radio model, it only works if you pick up the phone or if you go online and you support the station here. I'd ask you very quickly to just think back to before you discovered public radio and take stock of how different and how different the conversations you hear on the station are as opposed to everything else on the dial. They're expansive. They're in-depth. They're conversations, frankly, you're not going to hear anywhere else. So if you value that type of programming, give us a call right now to support it. The number is 1-800-584-2788. And again, we would be delighted to send you The Insider's Guide to Connecticut by Eric Lehman for a pledge of $75. It's a great portable gift and a great way that we can say thank you to you.